Blog Talk Radio.
This is your host, Brianna Dinscher, and you are listening to the New Heights Show on Education. The New Heights Educational Group and Corporation promotes literacy for children and adults by offering a range of educational support services. Such services include assisting families in the selection of schools, organization of educational activities, and acquisition of materials. We promote a healthy learning environment and enrichment programs for families of preschool and school-age children, including children with special needs. The New Heights Educational Group offers support to all students, whether in public schools, private schools, charter schools, or to homeschooled students. On the show with me today, I have Ms. Victoria Lowry, who will be joining me as co-host for the next few weeks. Thank you so much for being on the show today, Victoria.
Hi, Brianna. Thank you so much for having me.
And, Victoria, you are starting your own show with the New Heights Educational Group, which is very exciting. Can you tell us a little bit about what your program will focus on and when we can listen to it?
Sure. My first show will begin June 16th. It will be every Thursday at 6:30 for 30 minutes. And I'm a relationship expert, and I happen to believe that 80 to 85% of our success in life comes from our social skills. Many mentors have said the same statistic, and a lot of schools are starting to take on more of the responsibility of teaching professionalism and social skills. So I just think it's a really important element to a student's overall success. So that's the kind of stuff we'll be talking about. We'll also get into dating and friendships and how this will ultimately fit into the workplace, because those things have so much effect on your overall success too. So that's what we'll talk about.
Wow, that's very exciting, and we definitely can't wait to listen to your show, Victoria.
I hope so. Thanks.
So on today's show, Victoria and I will be discussing flipped schools and this new form of education that I had a chance to briefly focus on last week's show. Visit us online at www.newheightseducation.org. Or you can also contact the New Heights Educational Group directly by calling 419-786-0247. You can also email us at newheightseducation@yahoo.com. Please remember to push follow us for updates on upcoming shows, or you can also visit our website to see host bios and keep track of your favorite hosts and all of our shows. Here are the following announcements from the New Heights Educational Group for the week. The New Heights Educational Group Recognition Day of 2016 will be held on June 11th from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. This is a chance for you guys to come out and celebrate our 10th anniversary with us. This event is open to the public and will take place at the Harvest Life Fellowship. John Paulding Days will be between July 8th through 9th of 2016. The New Heights Educational Group has been invited as a local nonprofit to be a food or game vendor. We are looking for volunteers to see if anyone is interested in setting up a game or food booth at this event as a fundraiser for our nonprofit organization. Please reach out to us if you're interested in attending. That is all for this week's announcements, and now back to today's show on flipped education. The flipped classroom is an educational model in which the typical lecture and homework elements of a course are reversed. Flipped instruction refers to moving aspects of teaching out of the classroom and into the homework space. So the classwork that a student would be completing in class instead would be completed at home, and the homework that the student would be doing at home will be done in class. So the homework and the classwork are flipped. With the advent of new technologies, specifically the ability to record digitally annotated and narrated screencasts, instructional videos have become a common medium in the flipped classroom. Although not limited to videos, a flipped classroom most often harnesses different forms of instructional video published online for students. Short video lectures are viewed by students at home before the class session, while in-class time is devoted to exercises, projects, or discussions based on the topic of those videos. The video lecture is often seen as the key ingredient in the flipped approach, such lectures being either created by the instructor and teacher and posted online or selected from an online repository. While a pre-recorded lecture could certainly be a podcast or other audio format, the case of which video can be accessed and viewed today has made it so great that the flipped model has come to be identified with it. The notion of a flipped classroom draws on such concepts as active learning, student engagement, hybrid course design, and course podcasting. The value of a flipped classroom is in the repurposing of class time into a workshop where students can inquire about lecture content, test their skills in applying knowledge, and interact with one another in hands-on activities. During class sessions, instructors function as coaches or advisors, encouraging students' individual inquiry and collaborative effort. So flipped classrooms is definitely a topic that I had never heard before until last week's show, and I was very intrigued by it, and I thought it was very interesting to see how such an educational method had been working. So it is quite similar to a virtual classroom where a student accesses videos and content online and is able to complete assignments based on what they saw. So, Victoria, what are your thoughts on flipped classrooms?
I think it's a great alternative. I honestly hadn't heard the term before either until you brought it up, so I did my own research as well. And I know a lot of schools have been bringing in speakers like myself, which is, I would think, a variation of the flipped school format, where we present workshops and then the students will go back and talk about the workshop in the classroom. Like, I will work with a lot of marriage and family type courses in schools. They'll bring me in as a speaker, and then the students will talk about what they heard from me in the classroom. So, and I think all this just fits in my opinion, to schools keeping control of what works best for their particular school. I think we've seen over and over that one-size-fits-all mandates do not work, and there are certainly ups and downs that I know you plan to talk about, and that school just needs to be able to pick what works for their particular students best. That's what I think.
You know, I completely agree with you, and as you mentioned, students do learn in different ways. Some students learn better with video, while this approach may not work best for everyone. So I definitely think that flipped classrooms is a great alternative for students to be able to basically kind of learn at their own pace and be able to view the videos right at their own pace. It gives them a chance to kind of either catch up on the topic that they may not have grasped in class. Now they have these videos and this instructional material that they can view from home at any time, from anywhere really.
Yes, it's a great alternative to have. Another good tool. Yeah.
Definitely. So some of the benefits of flipped classrooms is that in a traditional lecture, students often try to capture what is being said at the instant the speaker says it. So oftentimes when a teacher is given some sort of subject or talking about a certain topic, they have to quickly take notes, and often this has become a problem as sometimes students are not able to take notes as fast as the teacher is talking. And a lot of the material is not being incorporated by the student into their notes. So they cannot stop to reflect upon what is being said, and they may miss significant points because they are trying to transcribe the instructor's words. In contrast, in a flipped classroom, the use of video and other pre-recorded media puts lectures under the control of the students. They can watch, they can rewind, and fast forward as needed. This ability may be of particular value to students with accessibility, especially where captions are provided for those with hearing impairments. So, you know, these flipped classrooms can also be beneficial to students with disabilities, such as learning disabilities, in the sense that they can be learning, as you know, you and I talked about a little bit before, to learning at their own pace. Mm-hmm. And lectures that can be viewed more than once may also help those for whom English is not their first language. So, you know, flipped classroom definitely gives more students of an advantage to learn. And I think that's definitely great that devoting class time to application of concepts might give instructors a better opportunity to detect errors in thinking, particularly those that are widespread in a class. And at the same time, collaborative projects can encourage social interaction among students, making it easier for them to learn from one another and for those of varying skill levels to support their peers. So, Victoria, you mentioned that you have some background in teaching social skills. What do you personally think of a flipped classroom and how it allows students to interact with one another on a social level?
Well, you just mentioned some really good benefits, and particular students that would benefit the most from it. It sounds like a great alternative to have, and I do like the fact that students get to ask more questions and actually get to think out the process instead of just doing that rote recall. I really like that aspect of it. I like them being able to sit in a classroom and discuss with peers and maybe even apply new thoughts to what they're being taught instead of just doing the memory recall. And I think that's a useful skill when they get in the workplace, because you do need to be able to think on your feet and sometimes thinking outside of the box, but yet still stay within the certain guidelines. So I think all those things are really useful later in life.
I definitely agree with Victoria. And, you know, I think one of the main benefits of flipped classroom, in my opinion, is the fact that this kind of method provides an opportunity for students to gain first exposure prior to class. So they're not necessarily coming into a classroom with this fresh material being thrown right at their faces and not being able to, in some instances, tackle it. But here they're given a way of being able to see the material beforehand and being able to grasp the information at their own pace, and then being able to come into a classroom the next day and having the teacher explain more on the topic, or, you know, give them an opportunity to ask the teacher questions based on what they did not understand. So I definitely think that, you know, flipped teaching is a great way for students to see the material beforehand rather than necessarily coming to a classroom unprepared and not knowing what will be taught.
Being prepared always makes so much difference for everything. Yeah, and it would, and the more they go over it, the more that it stays in your head as well. So, yep, that is a real plus for sure.
Definitely. And, you know, I also think that flip teaching gives and provides in-class activities the focus on higher-level cognitive activities. So, mm-hmm. you know, if the students gained basic knowledge outside of class before coming into the classroom, then they need to spend class time to promote deeper learning. The activity mm-hmm. will depend on, you know, the learning goals of the class and the culture of the discipline. Students may spend time in class engaged in debates, data analysis, or synthesis activities. And mm-hmm. the key is that students are, you know, using class time to deepen their understanding and increase their skills at using their new knowledge. And I think, you know, another great advantage of flipped learning is that it allows students to more, you know, socially interact with each other. They're able to share the information that they learn. They're able to work on projects. And whereas mm-hmm. having the student sit there for 45 minutes and listen to what the teacher is talking about, they are able to come into a classroom and have a more interactive learning approach.
Right. I would think it would keep them more engaged, too. My husband is a science and anatomy and physics teacher for junior and senior high school students. And, you know, sometimes keeping them engaged can be an issue. Some concepts get pretty complicated and people space out or whatever's going on in their day when they're just listening to a voice go on and on. You can tend to drift, but if you're more participatory, I would think that would tend to keep the students more engaged, and that's always a winning situation.
Right, so they're able to kind of get a more hands-on in the classroom and able to, you know, go deeper into the topics and learn more information than they would mm-hmm. when a teacher is, you know, talking for the entire class time and then giving them a worksheet or a homework assignment and telling them to do this at home and to bring it in the next day. So it's definitely not only better for the students, but it's also, you know, better for the teacher to be able to share more ideas and to have the students have a more interactive learning experience in the classroom. And I definitely think this is not only beneficial for college or high school students, but it's also great for elementary school students and middle school students, especially who want to learn, who want to participate in, you know, the topics that they are learning about. And I think this especially goes very well for science, as for many students, science is their favorite class because they're able to participate in lab activities and they're able to carry out experiments. And flipped learning allows students to participate in these kind of experiments in all of the classes because they're able to focus on the learning part at home and they're able to focus on the interactive part in school. So I think that's definitely great and allow students to interact with one another and to have to be more engaged in learning.
Mhm. Yeah, those are all positives for sure.
And while I was doing some research on flipped classrooms, I came across a very good fact that mentions that videos can be created by the instructor or can be found online through YouTube, the Khan Academy, MIT's OpenCourseWare, Coursera, edX, and other similar sources. So these are all excellent websites where there are many different educational videos posted. And I personally agree with this flipped learning process because I myself, when I am struggling with a certain topic, you know, either in one of my classes or I'm studying for an exam, there are often times when I go online, either on YouTube or on another website where I'm able to view a specific video that is can range from 5 to 10 minutes where a teacher is explaining the topic and then provides examples at the end to show the student how to do specific problems. And I definitely think that oftentimes I have to personally say that it is much more effective for me to see this kind of video online through a website such as YouTube than to necessarily sit in a classroom for 45 minutes and be grasping only parts of the information. And if I am struggling with something, I can always go back and rewatch the video. I can go online and access similar videos that show different ways of solving a specific problem. So I definitely think that technology has definitely made learning much easier, and these kind of educational websites allow students to be able to learn in a variety of different methods, not necessarily going to a brick-and-mortar school and sitting there and, you know, not understanding a lot of the times on what the teacher is explaining. So I definitely think that websites, especially such as Khan Academy, have allowed students to have more ways of learning and ways of not only learning but also testing themselves after learning the topic.
Mm-hmm. Yes. There would be a significant investment of time for the teacher in the beginning, as it is with any new program. You have to implement it. But like you said, if there's some videos that can be accessed online, that would cut down on the teacher's time initially and having to record themselves doing these lectures. That would certainly help.
Definitely. And, you know, you mentioned that preparation for this kind of program is extensive for the teacher. And this is actually one of the ways in which flipped classroom is an easy model that can, in fact, go wrong. So although the idea of flipped classrooms is important, an effective flip requires careful preparation. So the recording lectures, as you mentioned, Victoria, do require effort and time, and they must be carefully integrated for students to understand the model and be motivated to prepare for class. So as a result, introducing a flip can mean additional work and may require new skills for the instructor, although this learning curve could be, in fact, done by entering the model slowly. So there are many advantages to a flipped classroom, but one of the main disadvantages is the fact that it is a new way of teaching. And although there are many schools who have done this kind of learning method, and there's actually a school in New York City called iSchool that has this flipped education, they have students watch 5 to 10 minute videos at home, and then the next day the students will come in and they can ask for help in class, and the students will spend time discussing practice problems or doing activities in small groups. And they do say that this kind of learning has increased test exam scores and has improved student learning. But one of the disadvantages to this kind of learning system is that it is very new, and there are schools who have this type of method, but it's still, you know, it's very new to many people, and it does require time for the teacher and the instructor to prepare for it. And oftentimes, if not done correctly or if the process is rushed, it may become a problem, and it may actually become a disadvantage to the students, where the students are not able to grasp any of the information because they either feel rushed or they're not understanding the material. So it's definitely important for the teacher to prepare for this kind of system and to take it one step at a time to create an effective model.
Mm-hmm. And what about the students that don't have access to computers or internet at home? That could be another disadvantage for some school students. Yeah, it kind of assumes that they have access to that technology at home, which may not always be the case.
I completely agree with you. And this is also one of the second disadvantages that I also thought of the fact that flipped classrooms requires the student to go home and access the videos or the lectures through their computer. And there are many students who don't have internet access, and this may become a problem as some of the students in the classroom may be able to go home and watch the video right then and there from their computer, but other students may not necessarily have this. And this can cause the student to have to spend time on worrying about accessing the internet and having to go to the library or somewhere else to access this material. Toria, I definitely agree with you. I think that this is also one of the disadvantages of flipped classrooms, that there are students out there who may not be able to access the material, whether they don't have a computer at home or they don't have internet access. And it is definitely important for schools who incorporate flipped learning into their classrooms to be able to provide all students with an equal opportunity and give students either a computer or an iPad or some other form of electronic device where they can access this information and this material.
It's funny, we just keep getting so much more reliant on technology all the time. When we were kids, we used to say, okay, the dog ate my homework. So now you would go into school and say, if you didn't get your homework done, that, well, my internet was down, or there was a storm last night, so I didn't have any internet. I couldn't do my homework.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. Or the printer broke.
You can't say the dog ate my homework anymore. Or any such thing.
You know, I completely agree with you. And I think, you know, technology has definitely changed the way that students are learning in school. And many students are now learning digitally, and they're learning, you know, especially with the introduction of virtual schools, many students are learning from their computer and not necessarily going into a classroom and having the teacher explain, you know, a certain type of material on the board and then giving them an assignment to do with pen and paper. So, you know, technology has definitely changed the way that students are learning and has, I guess you can say, allowed students to learn in different ways rather than necessarily sticking to one way.
Yeah. It's a great tool to have, though, in the toolbox, even though change tends to be kind of slow, I think, but what a wonderful tool to understand and have in the toolbox.
Definitely. I think, you know, technology definitely provides us with more ways of accessing information and allows students to also be able to have the material or a question explained to them right then and there from the touch of a button. And I think that's also one of the great advantages of technology in classrooms, and also a way of students to be able to learn at their own pace. So I definitely agree with you, Victoria. So, you know, we spent some time talking about flipped education. So what are your personal thoughts on flipped education? Do you think it has more advantages, or do you think it's has more disadvantages to it?
I'm really glad that schools, and I hope this only increases more and more, that schools individually can decide what's best for their students, because a school in upstate New York is going to have entirely different needs and resources than a very small rural school in Midwest Ohio somewhere. And the schools know their students, and they know how their students learn best. And even within a school, we know there's still a large variation even there. But generally speaking, I think schools can set that up. And for places like New Heights to offer additional resources to students, I think that's a really fantastic option right there.
I definitely agree, Victoria. And my thoughts on, you know, flipped instruction is that I think it's a great way for students and teachers to be able to grasp new material, but I do think that it does require a lot of preparation and really students and teachers should be prepared for this kind of learning. But I do think that flipped education is a great way, and it's something I think that in the future more schools will continue to put into their classrooms because, you know, for many students it will be a great way to look at the material before coming into the classroom and then being able to go deeper into the topics that they learned and that they viewed in the videos. So I definitely think that, as you mentioned, Victoria, technology has allowed students and schools to receive education in a wide variety of methods, you know, whether videos or websites or tutoring websites that allow the student to have access to a tutor 24/7. So, you know, I do think that flipped education is something new, but I do think that in the years to come, in the decades to come, we will definitely see more of this kind of method put into schools, and I do think that it will be something that is just as common as a regular class schedule that students have nowadays.
Very good. And I appreciate understanding this better, Brianna. It's been a good talk.
Thank you so much, Victoria, for being on the show, and this was a wonderful show. You did an excellent job, and it was great to learn about this new topic with you and being able to kind of expand on the different kinds of education systems that are out there. So thank you so much for being on the show today, Victoria, and I definitely look forward to being with you this month.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Thank you to everyone for tuning in this week and listening to this week's show. Have a wonderful rest of the day and have a wonderful weekend. Take care, guys.
Bye-bye.